Freude, der Meister Chof Tesnis und Tovshin Pei Alef, Rav Zvi Lieberman.
This week's parasha, Parasha Sazria Metzora, talks about Tsaras. The Ikka the Parasha talks about Tsaras. Tsaras comes, as Rashi brings from Chazal, in various places, for the Is of Loshon Hara. Loshon Hara, the Einish for Loshon Hara is Tsaras. We find many points throughout the Parasha, the connection between Hilchas Tsaras to Loshon Hara. The punishment, one of the chalokim of the punishment of the Metzoyer is Bodod Yeshe Mechutz L'machne Meshovoi. He has to be all alone outside town, says Rashi. Why is this appropriate punishment? Man ishtanu mishat aleisha bodo. Hoyel vuhu hilvde v'loshon ho b'nish le'ishte v'nish re'yu afu yibodol. He causes machlokes, he causes separations, he causes people to be divided one from another. That's the appropriate einish, bodod yeshe mechutz machne meshovoi. In the beginning of Metzoyer has to bring birds, says Rashi. Why birds? Live birds, why is it to bring it? Says Rashi again, fishan egoim bo loshon hara, hu maisa pitpute devorim, talking too much. So there, if you bring birds which talk non-stop, they make a noise non-stop, that's the appropriate oynish, appropriate kapora, which they need. It needs to bring birds. When it comes to Loshon Hara, the severity of Loshon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim wrote his whole safe on it. Chofetz Chaim, Shmius HaLoshon, how many lavim, how many esin, how many arurin a person can be over, it's a Loshon Hara. But perhaps the most frightening aspect which can come out of speaking Loshon Hara is this famous piece of Chayuv Zavovitz, which I would like to discuss a little bit today. The Chayuv Zavovitz in Sha'a Kniya says, Kvanem al echad min ha-chasidim shezochoy zelaro. One of the great chasidim heard somebody spoke bad about him. Spoke bad about him. Instead of getting angry, instead of getting annoyed, and instead of shouting back at him, he sent him a present. Sent him a beautiful fruit platter, all the special foods of the town. And he said, you sent me a wonderful present, and therefore I'm sending you a present in return. You sent me mincha mizkuyosecho. Thank you ever so much. I heard the wonderful news that you spoke against me. So you've given me the most wonderful present. You sent me a whole portion of your mitzvahs, of your schusim. So therefore, I'm showing my appreciation, I'm acknowledging this wonderful gift you've given me, and therefore he sent him a small gift in return. Carries on the Chayuz of others. We're not to talk about the believer. He heard, you're asking whether he believed, he had spoke to him. So maybe he's prepared to give the present even at our Sofik. That could be, that's fine. I'll call upon him. Says that, that's what he did. Says the Chayuz of us further. Va'omer echot min ha-chasidim, harbim ne'odim, many people will come after Me'ev Esrim, up to Bezesh Hamalo, and they'll find mitzvahs they never did. I never did his mitzvahs. Seems to be the wrong file has arrived on my case. The wrong file. They say, we never did them. This is true. But you got a gift from the person who spoke against you. You got his packet of schusim. He spoke against you. Also, so they're on your list now. Some people come up in Bez Shemala, says the Chayuz of Oz, they'll be missing. Where are all my great mitzvahs? I did this, I did that. Where have they gone to? Why is it not on my list? They say, well, you've spoken this and this person, you lost it. Thirdly, says the Chayuz of Oz, people are going to find all sorts of errors in their list in Bez Shemala. And they say, we never did them. So you're right, but you spoke about people. So if you spoke about people, so you got these extra chatoi. So therefore, says the Chayuz of Oz, you're going to find lose mitzvahs, gay mitzvahs, gay averas. There'd be a lot of exchanging, a lot of different cheshbonis. All comes through the speaking of Lashon Hara, and that the Chayitov fears off, Zochoy Asher Os Hashem Lekech Mibaderech, remember, it's just not worth your while speaking Lashon Hara. It's going to be such a loss. It's going to be such Agmas Nefesh. It's just simply, you don't realize the effect. And in case we're wondering, is this perhaps a little bit exaggerated? Is that so? I lose mitzvahs, gain averus. Says the Marpel and Efesh, you should know that Beis Yosef had a Maggid who learnt with him. And the Beis Yosef wrote down what the Maggid taught him. So it says in the Sefer Maggid Meshorim, the Beis Yosef, that the Maggid told him, this what people say, that of speaking Lashon Hara, you lose your schusim, and it goes to the other person, who emes v'yatsif. The Malach testified to the Beis Yosef, you should know it's 100% true. Ve'ilu havayot ben osher. If people would realize what's happening when they speak Lashon Hara, they would shudder at the thought of speaking Lashon Hara. And those who hear that people spoke about them, exactly like the Chosef Ovis says, they'd be delighted. It's a treat that somebody has spoken bad against you. And as the Maggid told the Beis Yosef, they should treat it as a treat, like they've received a matnas kesev ozov, a matona of gold and silver, and therefore you've got no idea how much you can gain that somebody actually decided to speak bad against you. And the Marbanef carries on, and he says, there's mekozim from psukim, the idea that the averas get swapped over, and he's that a person who speaks Lashon Hara gets the averas of extra averas she didn't do. He said there's a remez in the pasuk Tehillim capital Zion. Boy korah vayachbareu. A person digs a boy and he wants to dig that and somebody else should pull in the boy. Vayipoil b'shachas yifol. So that for himself is going to, he achieves that he himself falls into the shachas. By him digging a pit for somebody else, he's trying to down somebody else by speaking bad about somebody, that pit, you should know, you end up in a pit. You end up, because you try to do bad to the other person, you end up with more bad than you try to do to the other person. You end up falling in the pit. So this is the severity of speaking Lashon Hara, that a person loses mitzvahs and gains aveyus, which he didn't believe would be in his cheshbon at all. That's what we like to explain tonight. That's what we're on the way to do. Yeah, if you're 100% right, it's a terrible thing. So first we go through Mekoyz, then we'll try and explain a little bit. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshon, that you should know that not only it's brought in Sforim, Rishonim, says the Chofetz Chaim, I found a Medrash. There's a Medrash Shoicha Toiv and Telim, which says, explains the pasuk, Al titein espicho lachti es besorcho, lomo yiksoi velikim al kolecho, v'chovel es mas yudecho. Says the Medrash on Telim. Says the Medrash, don't start speaking bad about people. Why should you make Hashem angry about your koil? V'chovel es mas yudecho. You're ruining your own good deed. You did so many good deeds. Why are you ruining your Masim Toivim by speaking to somebody and then you lose all your good work? It's such a waste. Such a baltashchis, let's call it. You're wasting all your good work. That says the Medrash in Tehillim Membeis. And another remez I saw brought down the Yalkman Lois of us. This is just a remez, it's not pshat. He brings the Gemara in Bon Matzia. When you embarrass somebody, the Gemara says that the red goes away and he turns white. So normally posha teaching was a person gets embarrassed. When a person gets embarrassed, first he gets red, the embarrassment, and then the shock sets in and he gets white. So the Lashon Gemara is the red goes away and the white sets in. Says the Yalkamam Loyes. This is a remez. His averas disappear and the white of tshuva, Master Tom, sets in. When you speak about the other person, his averas disappear and he ends up in the high madrega. White symbolizes kapora. Red symbolizes chet and white symbolizes kapora. You speak against Yana. Do you know what you've achieved, Yana? His red, his averas have disappeared and his white has set in. So this is Mekoyrus, that this is Emes V'yatsi, which happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. So I saw first of Chaim Filan Zatal, he said, why is it How do we understand? Where's the middah keneged middah? Why is it a person speaks about Yena, so then he loses his ma'isim toivim? So Reb Chaim Freilin Zatzal and Sif Chaim suggest the following. He says, why do people speak Lashon Hara? What do you gain by speaking bad against Yena? Do you become better? What exactly is the gain, the hanor, let's call it, isn't really hanor. What's exactly the push, the drive for a person to speak Lashon Hara? So Reb Chaim Freilin Zatzal, what really lies behind it is, a person judges himself, his maila, according to what people think of him. Now, if somebody in this person's mind seems to be more successful than him, so people are mashiv him, and they're not mashiv me so much. So therefore, that a person tries to raise his status in how people look at him, how does he do it? By grubbing Yena, highlighting the other person's fault. He's got faults and I haven't. So therefore, by highlighting somebody's fault, he not, that makes people think more of me and less of him. So a person is trying to raise his status on the expense of somebody else. That's what he's trying to do. That's what Lashon Hara is all about. Trying to raise your own status on the expense of somebody else. So you're trying to pull down the other person's milers in order to raise yourself. Says Reb Chaim Freilin Zatzal, that's the Minhag Middah. You're trying to raise yourself on Yena's expense. Hashem raises Yena on your expense. That's the Minhag Keneged Middah. You're trying to raise yourself. It's wrong, because you're not going to get any better. You're not going to be any better person at all. But that's how a person minds and mind works, according to how people think of him. Because you're trying to raise your own status in other people's eyes on Yena's expense, by downing Yena, the middah keneged middah is Hashem downs you, raises the person who you spoke against on your expense. And he adds, why does Yena deserve to get the mitzvahs? Very nice, I deserve the oinish of speaking. What's Yena's chus for getting the mitzvahs? He said, that's a famous Gemara, a Gemara of Bava Basra, a Gemara in Gittin, Hane lovim ve'einon oyovim, shoymim chaposom ve'einon mashivim, aleim akos of oymeh ve'oyov of kaseis ha'shepigurosu. Receiving embarrassment and working on yourself, that I'm not going to embarrass back, that is a tremendous chus. The chus, if Yena just listens and doesn't do anything about it, he's deserving of a tremendous reward. So the person who you spoke against deserves a reward for hearing people speak against him and not do anything in exchange. You deserve to lose because you try to raise yourself on his expense, so Hashem raises him on your expense.
He may not even know about it.
Pardon?
He may not even know about it.
Correct. He may know about it.
It still gets written.
Yeah, so you're right. So this no longer will only work, it only has to be right if he hears about it. That is quite right. It's only a hesbah if he hears about it. Reb Dessler, in Mitzvah Liol, he goes in greater length to explain this Chovs of Ovos. And he says, he sums it up. He says, if you look carefully at the words of the Chovs of Ovos, the Chovs of Ovos has told me 3 points. Two are clear, and the third one we may not have noticed. He says there's 3 points, and each goes along to explain each one. Number one, as we said, the one who you spoke against, is zoicha in the mitzvahs of the one who spoke. That's number one. Number two, it's clear for the chayos of others that the one who spoke loses the mitzvahs. Number three, the one who spoke receives averus which he didn't have before. But it doesn't say clear in the chayos of others that the other person loses the averus. That point doesn't say. By the mitzvahs, it's mavur both parts. That number one, he gains mitzvahs and you lose. By averus, it's mavur from the chayos of others. You get the ex averus, but doesn't necessarily mean his averus disappear. Azoism do. Not everybody agrees with that. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's what the words of chayos of others. He just says, when you speak, you're going to get chayos which you didn't do. You're going to get chayos. Says Reb Dessler like this. The reason why the person you spoke against gets your mitzvahs, he says like this, that the reason why the person deserves your mitzvah is because he gets upset. And again, it works only if he hears about it. He's upset that you spoke against him. Now, what makes a person upset, people are not worried if somebody who hasn't got much chashivas around people speak about him. If somebody I don't know, who I don't care about, speaks about me, it doesn't hurt me so much. Because who is he? People not mash him. If somebody's choshuv, somebody's respectable, and he speaks about me, that hurts. That hurts. He's a respectable person. People are mashiv him. And he speaks about me. That's what hurts. And that's what makes me feel the pain they spoke about me. Says Reb Dessler, Kum dois, Yena's mitzvahs contributed to your tzar. Because the reason why you're hurt is only because he's respectful. Only because he keeps Torah mitzvahs. Only because he does mitzvahs. Comes out the mitzvahs of the person who spoke, those contribute to make the pain of the person you spoke about. So their mitzvahs contribute, so therefore, since the mitzvahs are the cause of the recipient's tzar, that's why he is deserving. That's why it makes sense that the mitzvahs go over, because those mitzvahs contributed towards the chet. So as if the mitzvahs created the chet, the mitzvahs made the pain which the recipient is now feeling hurt because of your mitzvahs. That's why the recipient receives the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs which caused him pain, now we put it on his credit. That's how we mashed him. And he carries on, Reb Dessler, and he says, why does the person lose mitzvahs? Because you sort of were meshabed, salom desha optai, you were meshabed your mitzvahs in order of your lashon hara. You sort of wanted your mitzvahs to contribute towards the hara. You know it's because of your status that you're speaking. So you sort of like designated your mitzvahs in order to make your lashon hara successful. So you sort of put aside, were meshabed your mitzvahs in order to make your lashon hara successful. Well, if you designated your mitzvahs to be part of your lashon hara, you jolly well lose it. That's how Reb Dessler explains it. Makes it a little bit easier to understand. I'm using my mitzvahs to speak against Yena, so therefore I am, since using my mitzvah for the chet, so therefore I deserve to lose the mitzvahs. He's suffering from my mitzvahs, he deserves to get them. So because he suffered from my mitzvahs, he deserves to get the reward of the mitzvahs. Carries on. Right, okay. So you ask how they're going to divide it. I don't know, that I'll have to leave Rishpoy Shmam. It's a point I've no idea. You're right, how will it divide it, whether they're all going to get it, whether Yeshba Kadecha Lugem, I don't know. But it's for sure, it's Emes V'Yatsiv, what happens over here, they're all going to get. Exactly how much? I can't answer that. Says Reb Dessler further, the reason why there's extra chatoim, if a person speaks, he said, that's a separate inan. That's begeda kala poisel b'muma poisel. Says Reb Dessler, it's not justified stam, I should get aveyas from the reason. Now, if I speak about Yena, that means I've got the chet by me. So if you speak about the person, says Reb Dessler, it doesn't mean Yena's aveyas comes to you. I get extra aveiras because I say Yena, he's a chveisvos. That means you're a chveisvos, wherever you are. You are got a poison, a muma poison. So you've got it. So therefore, you didn't realize you've got this sort of fault in you. But you spoke about these faults by another person. Whenever a person speaks such a blessing, this aveir part is not an exchange. The mitzvahs is an exchange. Your mitzvahs go to Yena because you put a joined your mitzvahs onto the Lashon Hara. But the aveiras is a inyan kol hapoisel b'muma poisel. Wherever you speak about somebody else, so you must have in it a shoyrus of this sort of chet, and that's why you get called as if you were over these aveiras, meaning what you spoke about Yena, and Yena doesn't keep Shabbos properly. If it is, unless you speak about them. So then you're going to be branded as a mechal Shabbos and come to the Olam HaBa. Because speaking such a thing can only be if you got a certain amount of fault in your Shmir Shabbos. That's why, says Reb Dessler, this Kiddush, that of a not Yena's Chilul Shabbos, whatever there is, comes to you, you get this extra aversion. Do your speak by Yena reveals a certain amount of shaykh to that sort of chet, and that's why you get that sort of chet. That's how much Reb Dessler explained. Avad, it's not fully explained in our eyes, but that gives a little bit of a hesper what's going on over here. The Chofetz Chaim carries on and says, we all know there's a minig, all the Siddurim are full of it, and the end of Shemoneh Esra, we're supposed to say a posuk connected to our name. Whether it's apostle with our name inside it, or the first and last letter of the pasuk is the same as the first and last letter of our name. And it's brought down, B'shem Kitzah Ashlo, what's the idea? In case if a person forgets his name by Yom HaDin, this will help him remember his name in Yom HaDin. Which is a little bit strange. Why should a person be forgetting his name when it comes to Yom HaDin in Beit Shemal? Of course, it's a very frightening experience. Why forgetting your name is the result of a person, the fright of Yom HaDin. Said the Chofetz Chaim, practically he brings from a God Lechot. A person will come to Beis Shemalo and they'll start bringing files of Chatoim. Wrong name. The Chofetz Chaim seems to take the wrong name. There's somebody else's file. I think you got the wrong address. My name is so and so. My name is Reuven, and here's the file of Shimon. They'll say, well, look, that's what we're told to bring. And then another file comes along. The name of Echveis and Naphtali. So what's going on here? My name is Reuven. Why have I got Shimon and Naphtali's file? And files are coming in. And then he asks, where's his mitzvahs? Doesn't find his file. His file of Reuven doesn't seem to be there. He's full of other files. He starts thinking, maybe I've mixed up my name. If all the files with the wrong names arrive, maybe I'm Taka mixing up my name, Taka, through the flight of Petira, so I've changed my name. The different files are here, so therefore it makes a person forget. So therefore, that's why the pachat of Yom HaDin can make a person worry that maybe his name is not. So the Chofetz Chaim, that's why next to Netzoyl HaShoyich Baror, that's where this meaning is to put a person measure's name. You want to protect your name? Remember your name? Netzoyl HaShoyich Baror. If not, you may need this pasuk to remember your name. Otherwise, you may be very confused what your true name is. I once heard B'Shem the Punisher of, and the Pasuk will help us remember our name. The Punisher once went to the Bota Ovis, where all the Yisoimim who didn't have homes, he set it up. He used to go to talk them very often, and he called over, Yankel, how many times a day do people call you by your name, Yankel? No idea, I've got 50 friends, I'm going to speak to them 10 times a day, 500 times, right? So, how many times a day do you daven? Three. So 1 second. So the 500 times people call me Yankel, I may forget. The 3 times I daven, and I mentioned the apostle, my name is going to help me remember. So why should that, the 3 times of Shemoneh Esrei, be more than the 500 reminders of people calling me the name Yankel during the course of the day? Said the Chofetz Chaim, said the apostle, Shirov. Main Torah is a part of a person's being. When you say the apostle, you're like learning a apostle. Torah becomes a chedik of a person. If a person repeats a pasuk, this is my pasuk. I'm learning today, every day, this pasuk. So this comes part of me. Yena calling, you'll forget about your friends once you get up there. You don't have the connection with them anymore. But a pasuk is part of a person that helps a person remember. I'll call upon him. It can be a confusing time, says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person gets to that because of the files being different names, and therefore one has to, sometimes it seems important to remember your name. I'll call upon this frightening aspect through Lashon Hara, the files get switched over. It's brought down right in the parasha that a person has tzaras, has to go to Aaron HaKohen, or one of the Koyanim, in order to determine the nature of the nega, whether it is a nega, whether it's not a nega. And the Zeporna says, why Dafka Koyan? Says, Exeza Kosov, Tumas Negoim Tarosan Api Koyan, says the Zeporna, Kisif Se Koyan Yishmurudas, Vatoyavach Viu, the Koyan is not just going to tell you about the nega. The Koyan is going to find out, well, what's going on here? Why have you got a nega? He's going to give a person a bit of guidance of how to improve himself and how to behave and give him a bit of Toychoka. The Tzaraas doesn't come for no reason. So the Kohen not only will determine whether it is Tzaraas or not, he'll guide him and put him on the right path. And Adam Mepharshim adds, Kohenim, they're the ones who are the right people. They've got this mid of Oyer Sholem, Veroyer Sholem. They're the right people to be able to guide a person how to improve his Ben Odwell Chaveh relationship, because Tzaraas comes from Inyon Leloshon Hara, because Tzaraas comes from Inyon Ben Ola Chaveh. So the Kohenim, they're the ones, the experts in Inyon Ben Ola Chaveh. They're the ones who've got the Roch Son of Beliboy. They're the ones who've got the heart of feeling for others. They're the right person to help you to improve Ben Ola Chaveh. So I saw two beautiful stories how to improve in Yom Ben Olah Chaveh, as we see how dangerous it is to start speaking about other people and what an effect it can have. One needs to use greater chokhmahs in order to solve Ben Olah Chaveh issues. So one story I saw from the Sklener Rebbe Zatal, the earlier one, the one which was not the last one, but his father. The Sklener Rebbe once came to him, a couple, and they had an argument, and they couldn't resolve the argument. What was the argument? We just thought it was a bit of a petty argument. Well, that's what happens. He says, the woman, this was soon after their married the first child, used to say Krishna with her child, and the nusik was, she used to say, Hamalach ha-goyel oisi mikol, ro yavoreches an-orim v'komem shemi. Put the comma in the wrong place. Now he said, excuse me, you're not cursing my child every single day. Hamalach ha-goyel oisi mikol, ro yavoreches an-orim. You want him to bless him with the child with bad, and it's all wrong, you've got the comma in the wrong place. So the husband thought, well, once he listened to him, of course his wife listened to him, and what then? So she's definitely going to put it right the next day. So a couple of days later, here's the same thing again. Before the child had said, Hamalach ha-goyel oisi mikol, ro yavoreches an-orim. He says, I told you, you're cursing our child, you mustn't do that. She said, look, you with your lomdas, this is what I've been brought up. You do it your way, I'm doing it my way, and therefore you leave me to my menhagim, and you can do yours, I'm doing it. He said, no, I can't allow these clods, big kids, it's gone tissue bank. And there was a machlokes, they couldn't resolve it. They came to the Sklener Rebbe Zatzal to solve it. So the great tzaddik have to put with all sorts. The Sklener Rebbe listens very, very carefully to the post stodim, and he puts his hand on his head, and he thinks deep in thought, and he says to the husband, you know your wife is right. She's saying it right. So what do you mean? He says, you should know, we know whenever a person comes home from, we find brought on Friday night, there's always two malachim accompany a person. There's a malach toiv and a malach ra. And if everything goes smoothly, the malach ra has to answer omei to the malach toiv. Said the Sklener, the Heilige Sklener Rebbe Zatzal, he said, a person always walks around malachim. This malachim person, great people always walk around malachim. So a person's always got malach toiv, malach ra. What your wife's nusach is a murdering nusach. Do you know what it means? Hamalach ha-goyel oisi mikol. Ro, even the malach ra yavorech esanorim. That's what it means. That's the gewaltige minute, gewaltige messoya she's got. That even the malach ra she give a brok to the children. A beautiful minig. Why are you criticizing her? The boss was shocked. I see, okay, Rebbe. And then once he sees that the husband's calmed down, then he turns to the woman and said, you should know, it's a beautiful minig. But I think your family introduced the minig in the times of bad times, the times of Magefa. In the times of Magefa, there was a Malach Ras around, so therefore it was a special nusach that even the Malach Ras should bless. But some things have calmed down. I think you can go back to the other minig now. And then you can say, HaMalach Oisi Mikol Roy Vosanorim. And they both left the house beaming. She was right and he was right. Ah, chochem, ah, pekeach, ah, tzadik, ah, kodesh. The Sklener Rebbe, with his goyinus, he managed to solve this petty machlokes they had, and with his goyinus, how to sort it out. Another beautiful story I saw, this is more, bit more up to date, with an Israeli Eged bus driver. Now, it's a beautiful story. The story goes like this. This story happened on Motzer Rosh Hashanah Tov Shien Ein Zayin in Bnei Brak. Now, Motzer Rosh Hashanah, anybody knows who's been at the exit of Bnei Brak or the entrance of Yerushalayim, and Motzer Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov, you know what the bus stops look like. It's packed with people, old, young, suitcases, children, and it's Tutzach Lebedik. And the buses go past full. There was a huge crowd at the exit of Bnei Brak and waiting for this 402 to take them to Yerushalayim. But the buses were going past full one after another. They weren't getting anywhere. Finally, after an hour and a half wait, an empty bus comes along, but the number of the bus is 318 to Rehovot. So the kids, the bus driver opens the door, Rehovot. Nobody answers, Rehovot. The kids is about to go off. They say, yes, Habibi. Kids, and they tell him, please help us. We've been here 1.5 hours. Not a single bus to be better to take us. Switch your number to the 402 and take us. What's the big deal? He said, Bismar Sugar, it's all GPS, it's all recorded. I'm not insured for that. I'm only insured to trip to Rehovot. I'll lose my job. The kids said, gemucha, how they know how to mucha. Finally said, okay, come on. And they went on, they were delighted. They gave him brochas, and he was delighted. They were brochas. They took his name from Misha Be'er, where his name was Nimrod Ben Horon. I don't know what his name was. But come on, they gave his you should lose your job, and they gave him brochas. And it was such a wonderful atmosphere. Never mind, it was Squash who had a seat. Such a toy. Dinner. Finally, at the end of the bus trip, the last friend says, tell me, driver, aren't you scared you're going to lose your job? He said, let me tell you, I was sent to be a 402 trip. Now, I couldn't face the thought. They're going to scream at me. Tell me you're late. Why didn't you come earlier? And they blame everything on me. He said, I don't need all these klolos straight after Rosh Hashanah. I don't need them in my ear. So therefore, what I need all this shouting back and forth. If they're going to shout at me, I'm going to shout back. That's guaranteed. It's not going to work. I decide to switch over the number to the 318 and let them beg me, and then I'll give in to them. And they'll be so kind, and they'll be so nice. A clever bus driver. And he got all the brokers in the world. They had all his brokers for the coming year. One needs to use chokhmah, but knowledge is a very sensitive issue. One needs to use chokhmah. One needs to use seichel. One needs to have a bit of out-of-the-box thought in order to restore knowledge. The more we improve our knowledge, the more we improve our relationship, the knowledge improves as well. So our void is, and that's the limb of the streak's parasha, we have to do our best, realize how dangerous Lashon Hara is, realize how much we can lose, and how detrimental for all our future Lashon Hara is. So if we improve our Ben Ol Chaveir, we'll be zoicha to gevalt gesiyata to shvayim from the Rabbi Yishan. Amen.